here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 2nd of April, 2014. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "If civilization had been left in female hands, we'd all still be living in grass huts." The author Camille Paglia, born in Endicott, New York, 1947. Camille Paglia, a self-described feminist who was very critical of feminism, who wrote, "Let's get rid of infirmary feminism with its bedlam of bellyachers, anorexics, bulimics, depressives, rape victims, and incest survivors. Feminism has become a catch-all vegetable drawer where bunches of clingy sob sisters can store their moldy neuroses." It's the birthday of the world's most famous womanizer, Giacomo Casanova, born in Venice in 1725. He was a librarian to a Bohemian count in 1789 when he set out to write his memoirs. 12 volumes, 3,500 pages, entitled Story of My Life, about all of his romantic liaisons, but also the best record there is of 18th century society and its customs. It's the birthday of Hans Christian Andersen, born in 1805 in the town of Odense, Denmark, moved to Copenhagen at the age of 14, hoping to become an actor, wanted to be a playwright. He was an inveterate traveler and wrote travelogues, but it's for his three collections of fairy tales that he's best known. Never mastered writing in the formal Danish style, so he wrote in the everyday language of the common people. Many of his fairy tales were very dark, very violent, very scary. His personal life, a succession of unrequited longings for women, including the singer Jenny Lind, occasionally longings for men, never married, and in his honor, his birthday was declared International Children's Book Day. And it's the birthday of Zola, Emile Zola, born in Paris in 1840, who developed a writing style he called naturalism, which he defined as nature seen through a temperament. Between 1871 and 1893, he wrote a 20-novel series called Les Rougon-Macquart, about a family during the Second Empire. The most famous books from the cycle were The Drunkard, Nana, and Germinal. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, Holding On to Benjamin. No use to tell him that he and the raccoon are brothers. You have your soft ideas about nature, he has others, and they are full of his white teeth and lip that curls sometimes horribly. You love this earnest dog, but also you admire the raccoon, and Lord help you in your place of hope and improbables to the black masked gray one, run, you say, and just as urgently to the dog, stay, and he won't or he will, depending on more things than I could name. He's sure he's right, and you, so tangled in your mind, are wrong, though patient and pacific, and you are downcast, and it's his eyes, not yours, that are clear and bright. A poem by Mary Oliver, Holding On to Benjamin, from her collection Dog Songs, published by Penguin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Also supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.